Now, let me talk about a practical application. Here's one that my mentor asked me on a regular basis. And this is one that I say to my kids and I say to my disciples on a regular basis. They'll call and they'll say, "You are not going to believe what happened today. Let me just, do you mind? Can you put your hat on? I just need to unload and I just need to tell you." And here is the dreaded question. Have you given thanks? I don't say it every time because it really would make one want to sock someone in the face if they said it every time. But I have revamped this tool that all the people that are regulars in Divine Design have seen this at least once a year for as many years as we've been doing this. But I revamped it today because I wanted to tease out some of the reasons why would we be reluctant to do that? Why would that make us want to sock somebody in the face? Why? See, that's the question, isn't it? Because the Bible tells us this is a scriptural mandate. This is a command of the living God. This is an exhortation of the Holy Spirit to us to say, 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Okay, so why would we be reluctant to do that? Isn't that a good question? Because I'm going to tell you, first of all, I will say, because you want to be a person of integrity. And if you are totally bummed out, or if something is incredibly painful, sometimes it's hard to say thanks, God, for this. I mean, you want to say, that's the bottom line when you work yourself all the way through this process, and it may take 5 minutes, it may take 5 months for a long-standing, deep, deep issue. But the way we end on it is that persevering in the process until you can truly come to a place of thanksgiving and surrender for your situation with integrity of heart. You don't want to just say, this is what I used to do. I'd say, okay, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all things. Okay, thank you, God. Check. Okay, I've given thanks. Now what do you want me to do? That's really not very effective. I mean, I will say A for effort. If that's the best you got, I mean, at least you gave it lip service. But to really benefit from it, let's talk about some things. First of all, I call it appreciation because I want all my tools and techniques to rhyme, okay? And it's, you know, that's just the truth. I want to be a person of integrity. But what it basically is that when we give thanks or when we use the tool of appreciation, we want to come to a place of acceptance. And I think I'm giving you the right reference, but we talked about this at the end of the year in regular Divine Design this spring. I'm pretty sure it's Ecclesiastes 5:19 that says, to accept your lot in life is a gift from God. Acceptance is huge. So what you're doing is working yourself to a place of acceptance and surrender. You know, that general Jesus, private Kathy reporting for duty, and thanksgiving for whatever your circumstances. And so we say, what's our part? Our part is to obey that command, to give thanks. And God's part, as I prayed in the opening prayer, is He says, if you will honor me by giving a sacrifice of thanksgiving, you know what I'll do? I'll honor you. And I will show, you're making a way for my deliverance. Wow. Okay, all of a sudden, you've got my attention now. You've got my attention now. What do I need to do to get to the place of thanksgiving? Okay, well, the first thing I want to do is I want to ask myself, okay, now why am I reluctant? Is there some reason I'm hanging on to this? And let me just use an example from my own life because I haven't done that yet tonight. I've got a relationship that is difficult, but I've got a relationship that's a fairly high-call relationship that isn't going very well. It hasn't been going that great for a while. Okay, so this is not just a relationship I can ditch and say, never mind, they're not cooperating. I'm loving them. They're not. You know, hey, sorry, out of here. I'm going to find somebody that loves me back. You know, I can't do that. So I'm in this relationship, and so how do I give thanks for that? Well, you know, my tendency is to, like I said, to give it lip service. Second of all, the other thing I'm tempted to do, and you may not be, is to slap a Bible verse on it and just say, well, you know, all things work together, or some platitude that is truth. It is the truth. But, you know, you can hear by the way that I said it, I'm not really embracing that. So what, you know, I as I come face to face with that situation again and again and have to go through the process of forgiveness and have to go through the process of, as Romans 12 says, as far as possible with me, I've got to be at peace with that person. I think I've done that. I've done all I know to do. Now what? Well, I could give thanks. I could offer God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. And it says here in that verse that I was referring to, Psalm 50, 23, that will order my way aright and prepare the way that God may show me and demonstrate the salvation of God. Wow. Okay, well, I want to give thanks in this situation because I want God to get the glory here and I want God to deliver me from this situation in whatever way he chooses to. So I'm praying through this and the Lord puts on my heart 1 Corinthians 13:8, which says, love never fails. And I go, oh, that's good, God. That's good. Okay, so that is my springboard now. I can start there and say, okay, God, you know what? Now you've got me on that. You've got me on that. I can take one step toward the altar, and I can give you a sacrifice of thanksgiving because you say that if I truly will allow your Holy Spirit to produce that love that is a fruit of the Spirit from my inmost being, it won't fail. That person may not feel it. That person may not recognize it. That person may not acknowledge it. I may never see any fruit, earthly speaking. But you say it never fails. Wow, okay. I give you thanks, God, that no matter how they act, no matter how this situation stinks, no matter how deeply my heart hurts, I am going to choose to give you thanks because you say love never fails. Now, what if I try that about 100 times and it's getting stinkier by the minute? What about that? Well, then maybe I'm building up some, you know, my trust level with God starts sinking a little bit. So then I ask myself these hard questions. I'll say, okay, I'm thinking I'm supposed to give thanks about this because it just continues to get worse, but I don't really want to. And so I asked myself, well, so what do I think is going to happen if I give it to God? What do I think is going to happen here? Because what I want to get in touch with is I want to identify what in me is making me reluctant. Am I thinking God's going to make it worse? Is, you know, going to stretch me on the rack or something? I don't know. What I don't know. And so it's kind of like it brings the skeletons out of the closet and exposes some of my fears by asking these questions. Then when I think about relinquishing control of this issue to God, what feelings rise up in me? I didn't put anger down there, but I can tell you that that's one that might come up. And you think, well, that's no fair. That I'm the one that gets to do all the loving here. I mean, I'm feeling kind of ripped off. And I mean, it's just, you know, why don't they get a turn? So see what I mean? You want to get in touch with why? What's hanging you up here? And then why would I choose to limit the greatest resource at my disposal? In other words, I'm drawing a line in the sand to God when I don't give him thanks and saying, no thanks, God, I got it. I can handle it without you. Thanks anyway. Got this one. No, I don't. Why would I want to invite him out? How about inviting him in? I need his power. And then the next question I wrote is, what can I bring to the situation that God hasn't already promised to provide? And so you can go back to that spiritual blessings page that have all those promises of peace of God, the joy of the Lord, strength, victory, overcome. You know, nothing can separate you from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, Romans 8, 37-ish. What, all those things, he's already promised to provide all of that. And then the last question, is it possible that the wisest and most loving thing that I can do about my situation is to surrender it to the Lord of all? Duh. Yeah, that would be yes. So that helps me. And then the other thing that I want to do, and sometimes I don't even have to go through that. Sometimes I already know what's bugging me about it, right? Sometimes I just need to ask myself this question. Is God worthy of my worship? Is God worthy of my thanksgiving? All I have to do is start with one or two things that God's done for me. How about save my soul from hell? As just a warm up, you know? I mean, but yes, he is worthy. He is worthy of my thanksgiving if every issue I'm facing gets not only no better but worse, he's worthy. Because this is a blip, and eternity is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And if he chooses to have me, like Job, lose it all, that's a blip. And he, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I would say, if you need some help in this, get that song on iTunes for 99 cents. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That will get you going, to me. And then the other thing I do, and I'm going to close with this, is just to say, here's what I go back to. Sometimes I will rehearse the deeds of the Lord. Remember the deeds. It says it in the Bible. I generated a paper one time, remember the deeds. I mean, it's in the Bible 1,000 times. Not really 1,000, but lots of times. Yes, remembering God's faithfulness in your life is an amazing tool to help you over the hump of Thanksgiving. But that's not where I would start. I would start with the character of God, because you may not have had that experience. You know, you might not have an experience. Maybe everybody's always loved you because you're so precious and darling. And so if you're like me and all of a sudden one person's mean to you, what are you going to do? Because you don't have anything to go back to. You can't remember the deeds of the Lord. This is a new thing that he's doing in your life. So you start, your starting place, your springboard, your foundation, your solid rock has always got to be what God says in his word. What does he say? What does he say? What does he say? What is his character? So go back to that, because if you will go back to the character of God as written in the word of God, you will always have a firm place to stand. And you'll always have someplace solid that will allow you to get to that place of thanksgiving.